Well, Black Friday is traditionally the biggest shopping day of the year. It's certainly the kickoff to the Christmas shopping season. And many retailers want to make sure you have plenty of time to get into the store and get those deals. For a long time, the traditional kickoff for Black Friday was 4 a.m. But many stores, Best Buy, Walmart, Toys R Us, Macy's, opening as early as 8 or 9 p.m. the day before.
It's a sin. It's a national, we're not going to rip you off for one day.
Target has asked its employees to step into their work clothes at midnight on Thanksgiving
night. Which means they have to go to bed at like 8 o'clock on Thanksgiving Day if they're going to be with
their family. Or earlier. 8 o'clock would only get you, what, four hours of sleep. Yeah. Or 3 hours if you're going to get into work. So joining us now, Anthony Hardwick, who's a parking lot attendant at the Target in Omaha, Nebraska. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. The reason that we're talking to you is because you started an online petition protesting Target's decision to open at midnight, and it's gotten nearly 200,000 signatures, which I assume that number surprised you.
Yeah, absolutely. I was overwhelmed by how much support there was out there for this petition. It was amazing.
But, you know, Anthony, let me read you this response from Target when we contacted them to get a statement. They said, the team member you're referencing, that's you, is not now and has never been scheduled to work on Thanksgiving or Black Friday at Target. Our understanding is this team member also worked full-time for another retailer. In early November, he informed his Target managers he was scheduled to work at his other job on Black Friday and indicated he needed the day off from Target. We honored that request. You're not working.
Well, you know, it's interesting that Target kind of issued this press release about my schedule because the petition is about the team members. You know, apparently I'm not working. I was under the impression that I would be working when I talked to my supervisor, but all of a sudden with this petition now I am not. But I think the real important thing here is that, you know, there are hundreds of thousands of people who are going to be affected by this, and Target refuses to acknowledge that. So that's what the petition is for, the team members out there, not for my personal holiday.
Well, the Target Executive Vice President of Stores also said in a Q&A on Friday, opening at midnight on Black Friday wasn't a decision we took lightly. We heard from our guests, talked to our team, seeking to understand how changing the hours would impact them. We heard overwhelming support for the earlier opening. So Target there seems to feel that their employees are okay with this.
I'm not sure which employees they spoke to. If they only spoke to each other up there in Minneapolis, then, you know, that kind of explains it a little bit because every single team member that I work with is dead set against it, you know. So I don't know where his data is coming from.
Anthony Hardwick is a parking lot attendant at the North Omaha, Nebraska Target store and started this online petition asking Target not to open at midnight on Thanksgiving. That's gotten almost 200,000 signatures. Anthony, are you not worried about getting fired? You've just made Target literally the target of a lot of headlines across the country.
I can't say that I wasn't a little concerned about it, but the running gag amongst all my fellow team members is that I won't get fired for the petition, but I'll get fired for pushing carts with my shirt untucked. So, we'll see what happens. But if I can maintain a relationship with Target, then, you know, that's awesome. And if I can't, then, you know, I'll move on and try and find something else. So,
How long have you worked for Target?
I've been with Target for 3 years.
Okay, so you're not working on Black Friday, but let's say you had to be at work at midnight. How would you then structure? I mean, what were most employees then having to do? They were having to eat at 10 in the morning and then go to sleep and then get up. I mean, what are your fellow employees saying to you about their Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I mean, like, I know one kid who his mom has shifted Thanksgiving to a Thanksgiving breakfast. So everybody's going to get together for, you know, I guess eggs and bacon, and then he's going to go to bed at like 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon and get up at 10, get ready for work, and be into work at 11 p.m. So, you know, that's kind of just a sampling of the kind of adjustments that have to be made to accommodate the Target midnight open. And, you know, I mean, for him, then, you know, I guess that works. And for a lot of people, that might work. But for the folks who are more traditional in their holiday planning, you know, this kind of throws a massive monkey wrench into things. So, you know, that's what this whole petition is about, is making sure that people can actually have one day a year to hang out with their family. You know, that's the reason why we work, is to, you know, be able to support our families. So to take that holiday away is just, you know, in my opinion, it's ridiculous.
Well, Anthony Hardwick, you're going to be able to spend Thanksgiving with your family. He's a parking lot attendant at the North Omaha, Nebraska Target store, not working on Black Friday, but started an online petition that's now garnered almost 200,000 signatures. Anthony, thank you so much, and have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Tuck in your shirt there, Anthony, and you know, stick to principle there. He's a parking lot attendant at the North Omaha, Nebraska Target store and listens to our program out there in Nebraska.